Because the goldsmith is not permanent, is temporary, is mortal. And the subject of love could not be mortal.
It has to be spirit.
It should be immortal. So in the domain of immortality, you could find the beloved, not in the mortal situation. His advice would be, choose the love of the living one, not the dead one. Yes?
Because love of the dead is not enduring, because the dead one is never coming back to us. But love of the living is every moment fresher than a bud in the spirit and in the sight. Choose the love of that living one who is everlasting, who gives thee to drink of the wine that increases life. Choose the love of him from whose love all the prophets gained power and glory. Do not say, we have no admission to that king. Dealings with the generous are not difficult.
You see what's happening here? He explained something. He said, this love is misplaced because the subject of love should be everlasting. What it means everlasting? Means by satisfaction doesn't vanish. By coming together, it doesn't fade away. Satisfaction of animal needs is always temporary. When you're satisfied, suddenly that pumpkin stuff was not desirable anymore. If they force feed you like the geese, then you never like that food. Love is something that you should be like the fish and its relationship with the water. Do you remember? We talked about this. Anyone? Oh, that very old verse, as he said, everybody will be satisfied with a little bit of water, except the fish, because the fish lives by water, lives in the water, ever thirsty water. That's love. So, the subject of love was that. But let's see about this reason of this killing stuff we were talking about. Now is the last part of the story. The last part of the story is the explanation. In some copies, this is another sentence altogether, another paragraph. The paragraph starts right from the slaying of the man by the hand of the physician was not done on account of the hope of fear. Translation, please.
The physician, the Hakim, did it from a higher purpose than he did it for a reason.
You're inventing something there?
Well, I'm trying to figure out.
No translation, only what is there? Rumi didn't talk about those good stuff he liked to talk about. He eliminated two negative stuff.
Those are the two characteristics of the animals.
Two characteristics of the animal. Animal will do whatever out of fear and hope. Right? It's fear and hope. These are not here. This is the only thing he will remind you. Right at the beginning. That this killing stuff was not out of fear or hope, has another reason. Yes? You're trying, no, you could write, you read the rest.
I'm trying to remember what line he's talking
about. 222.
It's the next section.
There's not a section.
Oh, you guys don't have a section. Oh, okay.
222.
220, actually. We didn't read that yet.
We start from 220.
Not slaying the man by the hand of the physician was not done on account of hope or fear. Did not slay him to humor the king until the divine command and inspiration came.
This divine command is Amr va ilham ilah. It's combined, that order I was explaining, that commanding of God and ilham. Ilham means inspiration. Remember we were talking about inspiration, and I said inspiration is reduced level of talking to God, actually. But when we talk about the prophet, the words comes from the God to messenger, right? When we talk about the artist, we don't use the same word. Or there is, I don't know what you call it, we call it Wahy. Wahy is the word of God directly to messenger. A little bit reduced will be, tell me?
Revelation,
yes. Is the difference between revelation and inspiration. Here he will mix inspiration with that order of God. Am, which is commanding, and the order all together. So, he didn't kill him because of the hope or fear, even not to humor the king. I don't know what translation is that. Because here we have for the king's tab'a. Tab'a is the verb for nature, tabi'at. He didn't do it for the nature of the king. He did it only because of that order from above and inspiration. Means, do not try to analyze this remedy. This remedy is not understandable in the normal logic. Because normal logic is hope, fear, and that's it. Here is inspiration and the order of God. That's why the Hakim did it. Then? Yes? Good. Go on.
As for the boy whose throat was cut by Peter, the vulgar do not comprehend the mystery thereof. He that receives from God inspiration and answered, whatever so he may command is the essence of right.
One you translate this. Translation, I didn't get it. What was he talking about?
Well, things don't appear the way they things aren't the way they seem. Mm-hmm. On the surface.
Now, there is a key word here that he didn't translate it. Nicholson could not. Khadr. What it means is Khoda. What is this Arab guy? Abid is dead. What happened to him?
He's working on Arabic plays.
Location.
Theater.
The word is Khadr. First of all, it means green. First of all, that's a word. But here Rumi is using it as a name of a person. This person is a very famous one, and you have to know him. Exactly the same thing that if you don't understand the growth, the green stuff, this universe, you don't understand the change and the improvement. Because everything is in growth, right? There is this prophet named Khuda. This prophet is very famous. My aunt loved this prophet more than anyone else. For one simple reason. This is an eternal prophet. The guy does not die. I remember a couple of verses ago he said, if you want to love or find some eternal one. We know one. There is this prophet. And this prophet, tell me about it. To let you understand this prophet, later there is a story that Rumi will talk about a lot, but you should know this story because in Rumi's time everybody knows this story. The story of Moses and this prophet. Moses will look around and wants to talk to someone. He talked to God. Now he feels lonely, he wants to talk to someone, he finds this prophet and he says, oh, you the big one, Because all the prophets they know, here's the weak one. They die, he wouldn't. He said, I want to learn something from you. I said, okay, if you want to have my company, come with me. Okay, but there is only one thing you should know. Do not question. Okay? What's your answer when I say that?
Of course not.
Okay. Everybody will say okay. So he said okay. And in three different steps of the story, this messenger will do something bizarre. The first thing is, when they arrive at the river, they want to cross the river. They find a boat. They use the boat to cross the river. When they are at the other side, this messenger will break the boat. And Moses is confused. This is not ours. We use it. Why do you break it? Your question.
Now. One down.
One down.
That's a great one.
Then they are invited to someone will give them a family, a man and a woman, and one single child will give them all the hospitality and things like that. Next morning when they are leaving, the messenger will kill the boy.